That's the sound of fast food workers and advocates for a higher minimum wage. About 100 demonstrators are marching from the city of SeaTac to Seattle today. They're hoping that the city of Seattle passes a law to create a $15 an hour minimum wage. Dallas Brezier works at Burger King in the central area and earns minimum wage.
Well, I came to support the movement and try to fight for better wages so everyone can have a better way to live, you know, and won't have to stress about, you know, just the basic things that we really need that we're not able to get working the wages that we work.
Gina Peterson is also marching. She says the demonstration represents a resurgence in civic activism.
It worked during the Vietnam War. It's going to work now, you know. But people have to realize that you can do something. One person can do something. You know, it's more true now than it ever has been.
The march started in the city of SeaTac this morning because voters there narrowly approved a ballot measure that would create a $15 an hour minimum wage for some workers. But election officials are recounting the votes in that contest, and it's also the subject of an ongoing lawsuit.